Florida hasn't seen this kind of financial loss from a natural disaster since Hurricane Andrew hit in 1992. Since then, the state's insurance laws have been overhauled. However, some worry those changes will end up costing consumers more. NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
As Florida residents who were in Charlie's path started cleaning up over the weekend, insurance claims adjusters descended on the state. Residents are eager to take a break from clearing away fallen trees and debris to talk to them. Some people have even spray-painted their insurer's name on the outside of their houses, but many are braced for premium increases. This man, who wouldn't give his name, was surveying the ruins of his appliance store in downtown Fort Meade yesterday and fretting about his insurance.
I expect the premiums to go up because acting something this catastrophic is going to be very expensive, so I don't know if they're going to have the resources to take care of everything.
He remembers what happened after Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Some insurance companies went bankrupt. Those that survived hiked their premiums 1 to 200% in South Florida. Insurance companies say they're better prepared financially now because of those increases. To prepare them even more, the Florida legislature created a first-of-its-kind $15 billion hurricane catastrophe fund. The fund insures insurance companies to help them pay for major disasters. Florida lawmakers also created a state-regulated insurer of last resort for people who can't buy private hurricane coverage. More than 800,000 Florida residents have this insurance, including a number of mobile homeowners. Insurance Information Institute spokeswoman Loretta Waters says if the legislature hadn't acted, consumers could have been left with worthless policies.
You don't want to have an insurance policy that you can't collect on. These protections are in place also to help consumers. We all have to spread the risk, and that's the most effective way to do it.
Effective and, according to critics, very profitable for the insurance industry. Consumer advocates say insurance companies are getting a free ride. There's a cap on how much they have to pay out before they get to tap into the catastrophe fund. Bill Newton is the executive director of the Florida Consumer Action Network. He's worried that rates will jump again, like they did after Hurricane Andrew.
They've really decreased their risk. At the same time, they've doubled their rates. Now, that seems like that's not a very fair deal for consumers. But we're going to see how well all this works.
How well it works, Newton says, will depend on whether consumers end up paying more through higher deductibles, premiums, or a special assessment that was created as part of the overhaul of state insurance laws after Hurricane Andrew. Newton thinks the laws should be reviewed in next year's legislative session. Florida Chief Financial Officer Tom Gallagher says the state had to pass the new laws.
We did that for good reason, because we wouldn't have an insurance market without it. And yes, there can be assessments, but that's what you're going to have. It's much better to have that than it is to have no insurance available. And that was our concern at the time. As a matter of fact, for quite a while, we had no insurance available. We had many companies that chose to leave Florida and have never come back, and we had to do something to make sure that we would have companies that would write business in Florida.
Other states have followed Florida's example. At least two have catastrophe funds. Many coastal states have established state-regulated insurers of last resort at the insistence of insurance companies that say they're no longer willing or able to provide coverage to the state's riskiest residents. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News.